decide to be an entrepreneur. If you've watched my videos, listened to any of my podcasts, are part of my mastermind group, you've heard me refer to entrepreneurs and small business owners. I even use both terms throughout this book. It's important to understand those terms are not one and the same. They don't mean the same thing. So you might be wondering, well, Jim, what's the difference? I think the difference has its foundation in mindset. To start, a small business owner is a person who owns a business, be it a brick and mortar or even a home-based location. While entrepreneurs can and do own small businesses, there is a difference, and that difference has everything to do with how they think about their operation. It has to do with their mindset. Small business owners typically think that the way to grow their business is by selling more of whatever it is they sell, whether it be a product or a service. If they sell widgets, they want to sell as many widgets as possible to the point of maxing out their capacity and to the point where they need to expand their location or warehouse or somehow their operation so they can continue to sell more widgets. More widgets, more widgets. That's the key in the mindset of a small business owner. Now, if the small business owner offers a service, they again want to build their client base to maximum capacity to the point where they simply cannot take on any more new clients without adding support staff to help provide that service. Perhaps they also increase their geographic territory and again increase their support staff. Now, on the opposite side of the small business owner is the entrepreneur. The entrepreneur doesn't have tunnel vision, focusing solely on selling more of his current product or service as possible. The entrepreneur focuses on a bigger picture and on wealth creation. In other words, they're open to something. They're open to multiple streams of revenue and are also open to new ideas and services to offer current clients and new clients. Instead of singularly focusing on driving more sales, they're looking for ways to create wealth. I'll use my own business experience as an example. When I started my first business, it was called Dynamic Communication. My sole focus for this business was writing and designing newsletters for corporations, chambers of commerce, associations, and nonprofits. And 4.5 years into it, I had about 25 clients. I was making a nice living. I began to wonder how many more clients I could add as I was quickly running out of time. And I was determined not to have any employees. Not to have employees is the mindset of a small business owner, not the entrepreneur. I thought life was good until my wife asked me a question one night after dinner. She said, "Jim, when are we going to go on vacation?" That really startled me. You know, it wasn't a question of can we afford it. You see, it had been at least 5 years since we'd been on vacation. But when she asked me that, my thought was, I can't go away. There's going to be nobody to run my business. Again, I was the chief cook and bottle washer. I did it all. And that, again, is the mindset of a small business owner, not an entrepreneur. See, I hadn't created a business. I had created a job for myself. Granted, up until that realization and having escaped unemployment and being broke, that job was actually quite satisfactory to me. I was happy. However, when I came to the realization that my business was a job rather than an entrepreneurial endeavor, I knew I was fast approaching a dead end. I couldn't grow and I couldn't create more wealth. I was maxed out and I was overwhelmed. Coach Melanie has a lot to say about being overwhelmed in your business. Here are Melanie's words. Being an entrepreneur and being overwhelmed almost become synonymous. Most of us don't recognize the impact that is coming toward us every day with email, mail, phone calls, and the constant bombardment of things we should do. The next thing you know, many of us have a to-do list a gazillion miles long. We have no shortage of great ideas. We have a lot of ideas we want to accomplish and big goals. Then there's a gap between where we are and where we want to be because it's new and because it feels really big. Most people tend to focus on the chunks rather than the little things. Through neuro-linguistic programming, in which she is a certified trainer, I've also learned that our brains can only process 5 to 7 pieces of information at any given time. Yet we are bombarded with over 1 million bytes of information in any given minute. If that doesn't provide perspective on why we're overwhelmed, nothing does. When I found out after I started my business, about 18 months into it, the 2 years that she was being, this is Melanie, she says, I was constantly being drawn into a sea of way too many things to accomplish that I didn't have the time and sometimes I didn't have the money for. The cold hard facts are that when you're not accomplishing the right daily activities and are not focused on the things that make you money and grow your business, you will not have the results you want. You simply cannot grow. You can stay where you are, but you can't grow unless you're willing to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and then try to squeeze in 20 more hours somewhere, if at all possible. None of us ever dreamed about spending our days chained to a computer trying to get every last thing done. Our dream is to have the time and energetic freedom to do the things we love to do. You know, there are three syndromes, this is again Melanie, there are three syndromes that I found affect a lot of entrepreneurs that lead to overwhelm or in some way inhibit growth. The first is bright shiny object syndrome. Hey, we all suffer from that, right? It's about having absolutely no clue about what is and isn't important and what will not work. In my case, having no formula for decision-making, I would jump at anything that made sense. I was spending a lot of money and time chasing things that never panned out for me. You know, it's called bright shiny object syndrome for a reason. Every time something goes by, you're easily distracted. Bright shiny object syndrome is when we don't know what's important, so we chase everything in hope that something lands. When starting a business, there is so much coming at you that you can be like a kid in a candy store. We don't initially develop the muscle or the discernment of really understanding. Is this an idea worth putting into action because it has the right return on investment? The second is superhero syndrome, in which we run around like a chicken with its head cut off, trying to accomplish everything in record time. We set unrealistic expectations of ourselves and think because we have an idea and make a decision that we can get it, that we have to get it done next week and it will just magically get done. We don't consider other expectations or priorities and commitments that we've already made. Superhero syndrome leads to burnout of ourselves and usually those around us. To avoid it, we have to get a clear understanding of how long things take and what it takes to get things done. And finally, there's the job syndrome. When we try to run our business like it's a job, we think like an employee rather than thinking like a CEO. We tend to think, it's my business, I have to get it done, rather than thinking, it's my business, I have to figure out the most powerful, most strategic, and most effective way to grow my business, taking care of clients, and generate the results I want. Those with job syndrome tend to think small, play small, and get small results. Melanie's words are they're just so insightful, and it really helps drive home the point about the entrepreneurial mindset versus small business owner mindset. All right, back to Jim. You know, I had experienced all of the overwhelm syndromes that Melanie just described, and once I realized I was in job syndrome, driven by Stephanie's simple question about taking a vacation, I decided I wanted to become an entrepreneur instead of a small business owner. My first step was to find out how to use leverage. How could I leverage my skill and talent, writing and designing newsletters, but get paid by multiple clients instead of one client at a time? After 5 years, I launched my second business, No Hassle Newsletters, and today I serve hundreds of clients in 9 countries with my famous customer-loving content and my ready-to-go assortment of newsletter templates. Next, I was on the hunt for more and different ways to generate more sales and create more wealth, and the answers came from my very own customers. Ready-to-go newsletters and the content I was creating every month were great, but they shared with me their pain of getting their newsletters printed and mailed. So my next step, I created the Newsletter Guru's Concierge Print and Mail on Demand program, in which we now print thousands and thousands of newsletters for clients all over the country every single month, another revenue stream. Step 3 was to add my custom article generator, which is a program where I offer the skill and talent of my writers to write custom articles for my customers. This service keeps my writers busy, so they're happy with me, and since creating content is a never-ending struggle for a lot of entrepreneurs, my customers love this service, another revenue stream. I was now a full-fledged entrepreneur, but the desire for growth didn't end. With the rise of social media and its inherent challenges, 5 years later, I created and launched another popular marketing program called No Hassle Social Media. No Hassle Social Media is an amazing content program for entrepreneurs and small business owners who need a constant, steady stream of content, articles, blog posts, and more to keep feeding what I call their content is king social media marketing machine. I then launched No Hassle Infographics Generator to offer the custom Pinterest-style infographics that entrepreneurs who see the value in harnessing the amazing web traffic that Pinterest can generate. I created Success Advantage Publishing to print my books, my several information products, my core programs and training programs, and we've also started publishing some books for my private coaching clients. Finally, I created my Dream Business Academy, two venues in which I teach entrepreneurs about marketing and growing profitable businesses faster. In addition, as you know, I have my Dream Business Mastermind and Coaching Program. You can learn about all of these at www.getjimpalmer.com. I could have not enjoyed this growth without making up my mind first to become an entrepreneur rather than simply a small business owner who wanted to sell more. Let me share some words from Coach Melanie about leverage. You can only accomplish more when you learn to use leverage. I was always asking, how can I get something done with the least amount of my personal energy and effort, but that will have the greatest output, so I'll be able to have the greatest impact with it? The obvious place for this is leveraging other people's time and talent. Delegation. If you've ever tried to learn something that is not your strength and forcing yourself to try and learn it, you can feel overwhelmed. It can frankly overwhelm the crap out of you. Leveraging your time by delegating more. That's what you need to do. If you have other people who are helping you move forward, then you have an opportunity to focus on the things that you do best and have others focus on what they do best. So all of the tasks are getting done simultaneously rather than sequentially. What I've learned is that I don't want to learn everything. I don't want to be responsible for getting everything done. I want to focus on the things I enjoy and I do best. To do that, the one thing I had to learn was delegation. Delegation gets you out of overwhelm. It's time for you to decide to be an entrepreneur rather than a small business owner. If you really want to create your dream business and live the lifestyle you want, if you choose to be a small business owner, accept the fact that you cannot achieve the success you're dreaming about. Your time is limited. Change your mindset, use leverage, and start creating wealth instead of simply more sales. Using leverage keeps you out of Squishyville.